The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to share the inheritance with me." He replied to him, "Friend, who appointed me as your judge and arbitrator?" Then he said to the crowd, "Take care to guard against all greed, for though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions." Then he told them a parable. There was a rich man whose land produced a bountiful harvest. He asked himself, "What shall I do? For I do not have space to store my harvest." And he said, "This is what I shall do. I shall tear down my barns and build larger ones. There I shall store all my grain and other goods. And I shall say to myself, 'Now as for you, you have so many good things stored up for many years. Rest, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this night your life will be demanded of you. And the things you have prepared, to whom will they belong?' Thus it will be for the one who stores up treasure for himself, but is not rich in what matters to God." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you for the day. I came across an interesting statistic from the World Health Organization just this morning. It said that 1/3 of all deaths are sudden deaths, regardless of the cause. 1 out of every 3. Nobody saw it coming. A sobering statistic for a sobering parable. The parable of the rich man. The only parable in the whole Bible featuring just one character. A man so full of himself that there's just no room for anybody else. And it's an important day to remember two things. Just two things. The shortness of life and the vanity of all worldly things. First of all, the shortness of life. Everybody knows life is short. Trouble is, we don't know how short. Nobody's got a clock telling them how much time they've got left. A friend of mine who I went to the seminary with just suddenly died of a heart attack. He was perfectly healthy. Nobody saw it coming. It's just his time was up. In spite of all of our medical and technological advances, the mortality rate remains 100%. The shortness of life and the vanity of all worldly things. You know, vanity comes from the Latin word vanus, and it just means empty. It's important to remember the emptiness of all worldly things. All of this, and we ourselves, are all passing into non-being. Who won Miss America in 1974? Or who won the Heisman Trophy? And if you know, do you even care? But at one time, that was nothing less than the heavens and the earth, and it completely passes away. You know a great image to remember for worldly things is the fireworks on the 4th of July. They're absolutely mesmerizing and beautiful for an instant. And in the twinkling of an eye, they cease to be. The beautiful young actress or the strapping young athlete will eventually grow old, succumb to weakness, and die. And if you find that depressing, you miss the whole point. The whole point is to set you free so that you don't set your heart on things that don't matter. Like this man did here in the gospel, on things that pass away. This life has been entrusted to you like a treasure, not to be squandered, but to be spent wisely on things that matter. And so, with the hour that we have left on this world, let's store up treasure in heaven and grow rich in what matters to God. And ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. John Paul II, pray for us.